Can I get a go flight from the news department?
Mm-hmm, I'm good.
Okay.
So that's not how you're supposed to do it.
What do you mean?
I said, can I get a go flight from the news department? You're like, mm-hmm, I'm good.
I'm good. That means yes, I'm great. You actually made me say the words go.
Go flight.
Go flight.
Thank you.
Stop. I'm not going to play that game.
You should.
No. I'm not going to play that weird game.
Why are you so serious?
We're not flying planes, Sandy.
But why are you so serious? Why can't you just lighten up a little bit?
I will tell you that I don't know if I've ever been accused of being so serious.
You were just then.
I was not. I just wasn't playing with you.
Right. Be more playful. That's the thing. Well, hello, everyone. And welcome to the Sandy Show. Wherever you are and however you are listening, from sea to shining sea, thank you very much for being a part of the best part of our day. My name is Sandy. I'm your humble host. This is my wife. Her name is Trisha.
Hi, friends.
Not so humble.
I'm more humble than you are. In a humble versus humble fight, you and me, I think for sure I'm more humble than you are. You're Mr. Hosting a radio clinic today, Mr. Another Thing I'm Good At.
Well, there's a lot of things I'm good at. I mean, there just is. I'm just good at a lot of things. And This is one of them.
Yeah.
And I keep getting better and better at Facebook Live.
Again, I win. I can't stand win the humble fight. You just proved my point.
I don't know, but after the radio show, I don't know if I'm quite as confident as you.
This is your arena.
Yeah, this is, I'm the gladiator in this arena. Very, very confident. Anyway, find us on Instagram. Thanks to everyone that came by Facebook Live last night. Lots of fun. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. That is at The Sandy Show Radio. Instagram's at The Sandy Show Official. Trisha, why don't you tell us the first thing that made you laugh today?
Okay.
If you weren't being too stoic and serious about things.
No. Again, you're the only one who's ever accused me of that. Here's my first funny. And that's a wrap on another day where I acted like I knew what I was doing.
Yep. Just smoke and mirrors.
Every day.
My friend Tom Molden, his nickname was Endless Summer. And because he just... Mr. Chill.
Yeah.
But that was his thing. He had a big time job with a computer chip making company. I'm like, Tom, what do you do at work? And he's like, man, it's no kidding. It's just really a bunch of smoke and mirrors, man. I respond to a few emails. I go to a couple of meetings. But at the end of the day, I'm just tricking them. That's what he said. I'm just tricking them.
And so, they're paying him.
Yeah.
Every month.
You know, Tom's a good dude. Tom's his boys all grown up now.
Grown up, got a wife, got
gray haired too. His son's like,
he's gray haired when we knew him though.
No, I mean his son is like 13. He's already gray.
No, he's not. Stop.
Coming up on the show today, we're gonna play The Feud today. Felix, I want you to cheer for me today.
No, Felix, you better not. You better not cheer for Sandy, Felix. I'll feel it. I'll know.
Felix is one of our listeners that listens, always comments on The Feud, sends congratulations to the winner, reminds the loser that they lost. So we've got that coming up in just a little bit. And Trisha's got the story we love coming up. The Sandy Show is proud partners with our bank. We invite you to open your account effortlessly online at www.r.bank. Member FDIC. Hey, we can't get into it right now, but stick with us. Coming up in a little bit, I'm mad at Trisha for something she told our daughter.
The truth.
Embarrassing.
The truth.
You told her a lie about me, and I'm not.
I did not.
I'm not happy about it.
It's the truth. Sandy.
We'll get into that in just a little bit, so don't go anywhere. Don't forget tonight, 7 o'clock, Facebook Live at The Sandy Show Radio. I'll be there. Trisha might honor us with her presence.
Well, the way this show's going, I don't know if I'm going to show up or not.
You come in, you love me. Mm-hmm. You love me and you know it.
You could probably come in here with butter all over your face, having eaten a butter board that we talked about.
Well, this will make you happy if you're mad at me right now. Your buddy down in Houston, the meteorologist, Weather Adam?
Weatherman Adam.
Yeah, he's the chief meteorologist for CW39 in Houston. He's become kind of internet famous.
Yep.
Because what he does is he mixes in song lyrics to his forecast. And his latest genre of music is country. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Here you go.
We've got 70s and 80s in Texas today. And relative to the map, it takes one step to the right, cold front running to the left, winds spinning in the middle. And that's why we're seeing this change in our weather the next few days. That's one of the things I like about living in Texas this time of year. You get nice weather and actually hold on to it for a while. Meanwhile, out west, this ain't Texas. Oh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey, look at this. We've got a lot of rain continuing again today in Southern California. Here's a live view at Babe's Beach. Park your car, throw your keys up, stick around at the beach. Today and really through the rest of the week, it looks like there's some great weather. Well, usually this time of morning, it's a slow commute, but you add some fog to the mix and it's a real life boogie. It's a real life hoedown to try to get to your location. There's a huge part of the country here seeing temperatures 20 or more degrees above normal. Why so warm? It's all about this big ridge of high pressure. And if these temperatures are too warm for you, you're saying, don't be a ridge. Come take it to the floor now.
That's funny.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
He's done Baby Got Back.
Oh, yeah.
Put lyrics from Baby Got Back in his weather forecast. And he has viewers write in and suggest songs for him to use.
Yeah.
I think it's a great.
I bet you there's every meteor. This guy's the chief meteorologist.
Oh, yeah.
He's like serious.
Oh, I know. He's big time.
He knows his weather.
He knows his weather. Yeah, and he knows
Mama,
his
I'm
going to
grow up and just study the weather. Okay, weird kid.
I think those weathermen do just fine.
Check this out. This guy is great. It does great impersonation of John Mayer. All right, singing the SpongeBob SquarePants thing. It's really good.
Ooh, listen up, on the scene. SpongeBob SquarePants, soaring down the park. SpongeBob SquarePants, it's not like a man.
And kind of knowing John Mayer's personality, he'll love it and he'll do it.
He'll do it at one of his concerts.
Yeah, or he'll do it on YouTube or something. And it's very, very funny. He should shout out that guy. I wish I had the man's name that did that. That's very, very, very,
very funny.
I'm sorry. I was looking for his name. I do not see it there. Stick around. We've got more coming up, including why I'm mad at Trisha because of a lie.
The truth.
That she told our daughter. It's coming up. And we are thrilled to collaborate with our bank. Easily open an account online at www.r.bank. Member FDIC. Trisha's got the story we love in just a moment. What do you got for us?
We're going to take it back to our childhood, Sandy, and give you a little bit of some Price is Right facts.
Dun, 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 dun.
La, 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 la.
Come on down. All right, that'll be fun. I've got something fun for you too, Trisha. And I bet you don't know this. For those of you that may not know this, Trisha's very much a word person. It's like she does crossword puzzles and Wordle and all kinds of stuff like that. So this, I think you may not know. The word for the male equivalent of a mistress. Do you know what it is?
No, a mister.
It's spelled C-I-C-I-S-B-E-O. It's pronounced Chichisbeo. So
Chichisbeo.
So if you got, if you're a lady with a guy on the side, what you got there is a Chichisbeo.
Or like the kids do today, you could shorten it to a chiz.
You got to just get
chiz. I got myself a chiz on the side.
A whole lot easier.
Stories we love.
All right, I watched Price is Right all the time when I was little. Loved Bob Barker. Was really sad when he died.
Yeah.
Yep, and now Drew Carey is the one who hosts it.
And doing an outstanding job.
A great job. But here's a little something you probably didn't know about the Price is Right. They were prepared in the event that a contestant that got called down, come on down. You know how excited some of them got?
Oh, yeah.
Some of those ladies would freak out. In the event that one of the contestants got so excited that they peed their pants, they had a pair of sweatpants and a hair dryer backstage behind the curtain because the show has to go on.
Yeah. Did he say whether or not it ever happened?
Yeah. The producer, Mike Richards, he said they had this system in place. I never actually saw it happen, but we were prepared just in case. I can't believe it didn't. Some of those people flipped out when they got called down.
They did. I would freak out too. If I heard this, I'd lose it. Sandy. Come on now.
You are the next contestant on The Price is Right.
I would wig out.
And then Bob Barker were the one who had said it.
It's not Bob. It was the announcer that said it.
Oh, that's true. But if Bob Barker was the one you were running to.
I know the announcer's name. Do you know his name?
You know what? Give me the first letter. I do.
R.
Give me the second letter.
O.
Give me the third letter.
D.
Rowdy Roddy Piper. I can't think
close.
Of his name.
Rod Roddy.
Rod Roddy. I knew it was something with Roddy.
Was the announcer. And that's one of my favorite, you know, I've got a Price is Right story.
Oh, God, you do?
Well, it's kind of funny. It's like a blooper from The Price is Right.
I have a story about everything.
Rod Roddy, you know, they would give away a car. And so he goes, Rod Roddy, you know, they pull it back. He goes, a new car. Mm-hmm. And Bob throws it back to Rod, who apparently was shuffling his papers, lost his notes.
Yeah.
He said, what kind of car is it? Rod Roddy goes, it's a new car, Bob.
I just said that. Right.
It's not like it's a Pontiac Sunfire. No, it's a Bob, it's a new car.
That's funny. That's called improvising. He did it.
Yeah, that's true. What a great job Rod Roddy had. He was a disc jockey during the morning and the afternoons. He did that.
But they don't do that year round. I mean, for right. stuff like that, you just do it like what?
Three months a year. Pat Sajak works 3 months a year doing the will.
And gets paid millions.
Yep. That's why Ryan Seacrest is going to do it. Yep. He's going to be great at it, too.
He will. Another thing Ryan Seacrest is going to be great at.
Yeah. He'll be really, really good at that. I thought, sure, they're going to slide old Maggie Sajak.
Oh, Pat tried.
No, I know.
Tried to get his daughter in there. Yeah, somebody shut it down.
She does the digital stuff. They weasel her in there.
Mm-hmm.
But she might be the next Vanna.
She could be. I'm glad Vanna's staying a little. I'm glad Vanna got a
huge raise.
A raise.
They never really said how much, but it was big.
She was happy with it. So
they
it had to be
would
good.
Have had anarchy if
I
they hadn't.
I will admit that when I watched Price is Right as a kid, I was always real confused about the bidding. I didn't understand when you bid a dollar. I didn't get it.
You get it now?
I get it now, but I was like, why would you only bid a dollar that's clearly worth more? I didn't get the strategy of it.
Have you ever seen the documentary of the guy that kind of scammed the Wheel of Fortune?
No.
The Price is Right. He watched so much of it, he memorized all the prices.
Really?
Yep.
He wow. did
it, and he pulled it off.
And then he went big. He got the big prize.
He did,
and
then they did an investigation. And turns out he was just savant-like.
What would trigger an investigation?
Well, when he got them all, when he nailed every price that you know that they had,
exactly.
$4.99, ding, 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 and then he'd go up there, the showdown. Maybe it's exactly right.
That's weird.
It is strange. You're here just in time if you like fun and games. This is the fun and games segment of the show.
Mm-hmm. We've gotten
past the serious part when Trisha was reporting the news.
Yeah, and when we had that break for the safety tips, was the safety portion of the show that one day.
Yeah. By the way, I finally saw the video of that ship hitting the bridge in
hitting
Baltimore.
That bridge.
Holy crap.
And just seeing it collapse.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
That's all I can say about that is wow. On a much lighter note, this is our weekly rendition of The Family Feud. I will do my best to be Mr. Steve Harvey. Trisha will be the contestant. Ladies and gentlemen, let's play The Feud. Trisha, name something that is said to make a man look distinguished.
Like what? Somebody's what you call him?
Name something that is said to make a man look distinguished.
They call him.
Come on, give me an answer.
Something said to make him look. They call him sir. That's my answer. I don't understand.
All right. Name a noise that people can prevent themselves from making.
A fart. Don't get me started on that.
Name something that's fluffy.
A kitty.
All right. Name an activity people might do on a Hawaiian vacation.
Swim in the ocean.
Okay. And name something that follows the word magic.
Magic eight ball.
All right.
Let's... I'm not feeling confident. The first question completely threw me off.
Well, you're going to probably get it when we do it here. Ready?
Okay.
First question was, name something that is said to make, I can see how it was confusing, mm-hmm. is said to make a man look distinguished. Trisha said they call him sir.
I know. What is the what are the answers?
Number 5 was he wears a top hat. Number 4, he's got gray hair. 3, eyeglasses. 2, facial hair. And the number 1 answer was a suit slash tie slash his clothes.
Do you see how that was confusing?
Yeah, I can see how it's confusing, but again, I don't write the questions. 0 points for you. Moving right along to number 2.
I feel angry about that. Go ahead.
Name a noise that people can prevent themselves from making. Trisha went with
fart. Don't tell me you people can't control your farts.
That is number 4 on the list for 10 points.
10. What were the other ones?
Oh, okay. Hold on. A snore, a sneeze, and a burp or a belch.
Farts far more offensive than the rest of those.
The next question. Name something that's fluffy. Trisha said a kitty.
Kitty cat. Could have said a pillow.
Number 4 on the list for 12 points.
12.
How many you got?
22.
Other answers given: a teddy bear, a pillow, a rabbit, or cotton candy.
Cotton candy was number 1.
I was pulling by the grocery store. I don't know what was going on, but a mom and her teenage daughter walking out eating cotton candy. Like, is there a circus?
Cotton candy was number 1.
Yeah, it was what's fluffy.
Nonsense. Something's wrong with these questions today.
Name an activity people might do on a Hawaiian vacation. Trisha went with swimming.
In the ocean.
Just be happy you got swimming. That's the number 4 for 11.
I'm firmly in fours.
Other answers given: snorkeling, scuba diving, going to a luau, and surfing. How many you got?
33 points.
Could be a new record low.
38's the low that belongs to you.
Yeah. Name something that follows the word magic. Trisha went with the old magic 8-ball.
When I said it. Magic what? Show?
Wand. Show. Johnson.
Magic Johnson.
Kingdom. Trick. Number 1. Trick. Magic trick. A new record low points.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. This one doesn't count because the first question was ridiculous. It should have never been a question, and it threw me off. I was all flustered, and I don't recognize this game today.
Your just protest denied.
No, I'm telling you, I do not recognize this game today.
Round 2 of the feud coming up on Austin's 80s station, 103.1, streaming on the iHeartRadio app. Trisha really knocked it out of the park in her round of the feud. I've got a layup here. If I lose this round, I'm going to be very disappointed. Yeah. Trisha's playing under official protest.
Yeah.
She just filed the paperwork with the commissioner, who is overlooking it, but is officially under protest. But let's
see. This will be a game that is not in the books. It's not recognized as a game that was played my round. Just so you know, I will appeal it continuously.
Well, let's see how I do. Let's play the feud.
Here we go. Sandy, question number 1. Name an occasion when men buy roses.
Valentine's Day.
Okay. Question number 2. Name something that you'd have to buy if you wanted to dress up like a witch.
A hat.
All right. Question number 3. Name something bad that can happen to you if you eat too much chocolate.
Diarrhea.
Big D.
Don't mean Dallas.
Question number 4. Besides a mattress, name something people sleep on.
Couch.
All right. Final question. Name something people do after they've eaten too much.
Smoke cigarettes.
6. All right. That's gross, but okay. All right. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Got your calculator?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. I mean, really, you just have to get one question right to beat
me. One big one, yeah.
Question number 1 was, name an occasion when men buy roses. Sandy said Valentine's Day. It's the number 1 answer.
Yeah?
55 points.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. 55?
55 points. The number 5 answer was, when they come home late, when they made a mistake, for Mother's Day, and for a wedding anniversary.
All right. Just for fun, let's add up the rest of them.
Shut up. Okay. Name something that you'd have to buy if you wanted to dress up like a witch. Sandy, you said a hat.
Yep.
Another number 1.
Uh-huh.
48 points.
Yeah, that's a butt kicking, friends.
The number 5 answer was a black dress, followed by a wig, a nose, and a broom.
Mm-hmm.
Question number three was, name something bad that could happen if you eat too much chocolate. Sandy said D. Yep. Get the big D. I don't see the letter D on the card, but I do see a stomach ache slash get sick. I don't know if that's the same. I think that's the other end is the D. I'm going to say wah, wah.
It's all right. I've already won, so that's fine.
Tooth
Moving
decay
along.
Was number six. I mean, that's the long play to worry about eating chocolate. Tooth play followed by gain weight, stomach ache, and get sick was the number two answer. The number one answer was breakout.
Okay.
I think D was a better answer than a breakout.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Question number four, besides a mattress, name something people sleep on. Sandy said couch. Another number one.
Mm-hmm.
27 points.
130.
The number five answer was blanket, then pillow, futon, and floor. Final question. Name something people do after they've eaten too much. Sandy said, smoke a cigarette. That's a big fat goose egg for you, Sandy.
Really? What's this world coming to?
That was a gross answer.
What were the answers?
Number five answer was lay down and relax, followed by they unbutton their pants. They go to the bathroom. They burp. Or number one answer, they sleep.
All right. Well, victory is mine.
How many did you have?
130, which is nearly 100 more than you. Trisha's got the new record for the lowest ever.
No, again, it's not a recognized round, so I'm letting you still have that distinguishing record.
Well, we'll let the commissioner decide if it's recognized or lost.
I don't normally recognize takes the commissioner.
Takes two or three days. What a sore, sore loser
that
she is.
That is a ridiculous round.
Now, look, I know that you guys listen. The last thing you want to hear on your radio is a married couple fighting. So we're not going to fight.
No.
I'm going to express my feelings.
Ew, I'd rather fight than express your feelings.
And let you know and Trisha know that I'm mad at her.
All right. I'm okay with it.
She told a lie.
Did not.
To our daughter about me, about what my favorite song of all time is. I would have never said this was my favorite song ever. I would say I love the song.
Nope.
But I would never. And then you go and tell our 14-year-old, very impressionable daughter, who I have tried her entire life to introduce her to good music, because I think it's my responsibility, because if she's out there feral, God only knows what she's going to discover.
Or if it's just me in charge of what she listens to, it's going to be Fancy by Reba McEntire.
I would put my foot down. That's not going to happen.
Sandy, all I can tell you is the reason I said this to our daughter is because you said the words to me.
I did not say it's my favorite song of all time.
Why would I make it up?
I would never say this is my favorite song of all time.
And the reason I remember it is because when you said it, I was shocked.
I'm going to have a talk with her and tell her your mother lied to you.
I was shocked. And then when I played it for her, I could see the shock on her face as well.
Yeah. And she went like, Dad's
she goes, okay.
Thought I knew him.
Yeah. Same reaction I had when
great
you told
song.
Me. Look,
all right, everyone's listening. The 5-6 people that are listening are like, okay, what's the song? Yeah. What's the song? It is a great song.
It's a great song.
But it's not my favorite song of all time. It's this song. Good song, but no, it can't be.
It is.
It reminds me of an old girlfriend.
You can't say it's your favorite song because it reminds you of a girl?
Yeah, of an old girlfriend.
Well, all I know is you said it was your favorite song.
I didn't say that. I would never say that was my favorite song of all time. You know me better than that.
Exactly. And that is why I'm saying when you said it, I was shocked. That's why it stuck out. And it's something that I remembered.
I have to chat with Landry because she just, I've lost all cred with her.
All music cred. Yeah.
I've introduced her to great music her whole life. And now you come along and crap all over my work with a lie.
Busted your carefully curated music profile, but all I can say is
I think you got confused that it's your favorite song.
Not my favorite song. My favorite song is Hotel California by the Eagles. A much manlier song, by the way.
I did not say that was my favorite song of all time.
You also said that I've given you the wrong HBO Max password, which I have not 42 times.
when we get home today,
yep.
we're going to go into my bedroom.
Correct.
And you're going to enter that password that you gave me, and you're going to find out.
You're ridiculous. The word is ridiculous.
You're not smart.
Mm-mm. I mean, you want to play your favorite
song again?
You know
what? You're not allowed on Facebook Live tonight.
You know what? Fine. It's probably for the best.
Stay with us. We got more coming up. On 103.1, Austin's 80s station, ask your smart speaker to play us. Just say, play 103.1, Austin's 80s station. Trisha's got the story we love in just a moment. What do you got?
Oh, Sandy, I have a story about a man scorned. It's okay. The opposite of a woman scorned. It's pretty good.
All right. Stick, that's coming up in just a minute. I thought this was interesting. 73% of millennial parents think they're doing a better job than their own parents did.
I saw that. Did you see what the number one thing was that they said they're doing better than we did?
Gentle parenting.
Gentle parent nonsense. You got a gentle child, that works. You don't get a gentle child, that doesn't work.
You got to break their spirit, man.
You got to do something.
Sometimes you got to break it off on their backside. True. Old school parenting yep. still works.
Sometimes you got to pick your own switch.
That's right.
Stories we love.
All right. I love this story because this man, oh my gosh, I don't know of anybody who could be more vanilla than this guy, yet he was able to get his point across to his ex-wife. A guy in Melbourne, Australia, he's opened a new Korean barbecue joint. And before he even opened for business, he put up a huge sign, one in front of the store, and bought a second identical sign and put it on the side of the store for the sole purpose of dunking on his ex-wife, which that's a new phrase I learned. He dunked on her. And here's what the sign said. You can just hear the vanilla in this man in big block letters. Hey, Sophia, period. You broke up with me because I was poor, period. Now I have money to open a Korean barbecue, period. Are you regretting it? There's no exclamation point anywhere. There's no, ha ha, gotcha.
Yeah.
It's literally like an email that he might have sent her.
Yeah, those Aussies are always polite.
Are you regretting it?
Right.
You bought two. Meanwhile, a chick... Girls scorned. What is that phrase?
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
You scorn a woman, she's coming at you face to face like a spider monkey. This guy's all, P.S. Sophia, look what I did. Do you regret it? But like, very calm.
He's also showing them two can play at that game.
Yeah, I guess so. But then that just reminds me of the story about Neil Simon when he's the big Broadway playwright, bunch of famous plays and stuff that he's written. He got divorced, and in the judgment in the divorce, it stated that his ex-wife had won the rights to the next play that he wrote. So he purposely wrote a horrible play that he knew would flop, went to Broadway, got panned, horrible reviews. He didn't care that it affected his name or his career. He just showed her.
Prince did that with one of his albums.
Oh, really?
His last album on a record deal. Because remember, he had a big fight with the record companies.
Oh, that's right. They wouldn't let him out of his deal.
And he admitted his last one was purposely garbage.
Garbage.
Prince. It was because he was like, I'm not going to do any hard work for them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Good for you, Paul Simon. Way to stick up for the fellas.
Right? Neil Simon. I just think it's funny that chicks would have been plastering their face and don't date this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Insulting their manhood. And this guy's all, Sophia, look, I opened this restaurant. Do you regret it?
Yeah, quite the opposite of that girl in Las Vegas that outed the guy that cheated on his fiance.
Oh, yeah. At his bachelor party. That's what chicks do. Yeah.
That's the story we love. I wonder what Paula Abdul is doing now.
Counting her money.
She's doing better than Diddy.
Everybody's doing better than Diddy right now.
Oh, we're going to get into that in just a moment. Don't know probably much more than you guys do, but all you can say is what happened at his house yesterday. Wow.
That was crazy. It's big time, whatever this is.
Yeah, we'll get to that in just a second. But you know what? The iHeart Country Festival is coming up. You know that, right?
I do.
This is a big lineup, man. Jason Aldean.
Yeah.
Jelly Roll. I mean, could
Jelly
they have timed it any better?
Right.
He just did that huge show down in Houston for the rodeo.
Yeah.
His biggest show ever. Also on the bill, Old Dominion, Lady A, Riley Green, Ashley McBride, Brothers Osborne, Walker Hayes. And Trish and I went to this last year. It's brought to you by Capital One, and it's coming back on May 4th. There are still tickets available. It's almost sold out. So there's only a limited number of tickets remaining. Get yours now at Ticketmaster.com. Again, it's the 2024 iHeart Country Festival presented by Capital One. It's at the Moody Center. It's on Saturday, April the 4th. We went last year and it was great.
It was great. And the way they have it all engineered and the turnaround, and I mean, it was just so impressive.
Yeah. Get your tickets and go to it. Again, Ticketmaster.com. So Diddy is in a whole bunch of trouble. This is one of those things that's really interesting to me, because these rumors of weirdness with Diddy have been floating around for a while. And no one ever really, but it's kind of reminds me of the Ellen thing. You know, there are all these rumors that she was not a great person.
Yeah.
She was a phony.
This is the coordination to raid them both at the same time. How armed they were.
Yeah.
That you only have that kind of a response when you have something.
If you haven't seen the video, I mean, it looked like an assault on a complex. It was a big house, so it took a lot of people.
Two mansions.
Yeah. And these guys were armed with, looked like semi-automatic or automatic weapons, full on like riot gear.
Yep.
They looked like they were invading a country.
Yeah. Busting down doors to get in. A ton of them.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you got to prepare for the worst, you know? And that's what they did. But they took people. I had no shots fired or anything like that.
No.
But apparently he's got some drug stuff going on.
Yeah. The one article I read said that they arrested or detained his drug mule, some guy.
Yeah.
At an airport. His jet was supposedly landed in Antigua about the time that these raids were going on, but then he wasn't on the jet. They actually found him and detained him for some period of time at an airport, I think maybe in Florida. I'm not 100% sure. While his houses were being raided simultaneously, California and Florida, wherever his sons were, they were cuffed while the raid was going on.
And this there's some sex stuff going on too.
Right. I believe that there have been trafficking allegations made against him. He's up against like a $30 million lawsuit. I mean, it's a bunch of stuff happening. All I'm saying is like you said, it's rumors. You kind of hear it, filter, whatever.
Yeah.
But based on the police response, that's the part where I'm like,
put it this way. That amount of police force was not at his mansion because they read it on TMZ.
No.
They weren't just trying
to serve just a random warrant about, we heard some stuff. They've got some stuff for it to be that intense.
This story is going to be, I'm going to be following that one. What the heck is going on? It's going to be a beautiful day again today. I mean, if you like 69 degrees, pretty nice.
Even I was happy with the cool, sunny weather yesterday.
Yeah, Trisha even said yesterday, boy, it's a beautiful day. And I looked at her, I'm like, what? Are you feeling
it? What's wrong with you?
A little chilly this morning, not even 50 degrees yet. Stick around. We've got more coming up. Pretend you were the winner of the big lotto last night. Let's pretend it was you. Big billion-dollar lotto. It's been Trisha's dream, everybody's dream to win the lotto, right?
Yep.
But I'm here to kind of point out that every way possible that you have stated that you would handle the winning of your lotto is wrong.
Oh, I disagree.
So let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Let's say you won. Would you tell a bunch of people?
I would tell everybody I know. I would make phone calls in the middle of the night. First thing in the morning, I would tell all my girls. I would tell all my people. Hell yeah, I'll tell them.
All right. Well, a guy by the name of Ken Ponzis, he is a tax accountant and an attorney. He's like, yeah, don't do that.
Well, just try to keep the circle of people that are involved or know about it as small as possible.
Nonsense, Pete. What's his name? Pete?
Yeah, Kurt.
Come on, Petey. Kurt. Come on, Kurt.
Now you've got your money. You know, you just tell them to send it to your bank.
Directly deposited into my checking account.
Kurt says wrong.
And of course, you need to find a financial partner. And this is a bank, typically a bank large enough where they have a group that works with high income people. They usually call it private bankers.
Yeah, you just don't have it sent to your bank. You're shopping for a bank.
You know what? My Bank of America account, that since I refuse to pay a monthly service fee on it, I can only do my banking at the ATM.
She's not allowed to talk to a human.
Not allowed to make direct eye contact with anybody who actually works in the bank, or that costs me $12 extra. My little checking account has done me just fine. You can put my cool billion in there. So we'll be all good.
You're saying that as poorly as Bank of America has treated you over the years as not even really a human, you're then going to reward them by giving them $1 billion.
I'm just saying now, it's been just fine. It's been my choice to not be able to have direct contact with them.
Next thing, old Kurt just pointed out everything, every single way that Trisha would handle a lotto winning is wrong. What about your family? Would you call Rick and Ron and them and everybody?
Everybody and wins and everybody. If I win. Everybody gets a car. You get a car. You get a car. Everybody wins if I win $1 billion.
Old Kurt, the attorney, says that's a bad idea.
I've done that before with family members as well, because you're going to be reaching out to family thinking that you're doing this wonderful thing for them, bringing them into this pool of money. And then you find out that one of them has a divorce issue, you know, pending, and or never got divorced from their spouse from before.
Yeah, keep it quiet.
Kirk, he's a stick in the mud. This guy is no fun.
He's going to save you a lot of problems. Finally, you said yesterday that you should always sign the back of your ticket. Right?
Yeah, because the person whose lotto tickets I found that I won $10 on didn't sign them. Well, that's why I got the $10.
Wrong.
Personally, I think the number one issue has always been do not sign the back of the ticket.
You want to know why?
Yeah.
Okay, he says don't sign the back of it because then the lottery has the opportunity to publicize your name. You don't want that.
I do want that.
So he says form a trust or an LLC and sign it in the name of the entity. Makes sense?
Yeah, but do I or do I not still get the big giant cardboard check?
That's all she really wants. You got to do like that guy.
No fun.
That guy in Lincoln, Nebraska, that won $5 on a scratcher.
Yep, and asked for the check.
And asked for a picture. They did it for him. They did it.
Heck yeah!
You got to do that. Should.
Well, I'm going to do it when I win the lotto. I should do it for a small amount. But according to Kirk, I shouldn't do that. Kirk doesn't want anybody to know that our dreams have come true, Sandy.
Boy, I really like. 80% of me believes you're just Josh in here, but 20% of me thinks you're telling the truth. I mean, if we did, I would chain you.
You would have to physically tackle me.
I would tie you down somewhere and gag you until we talk to Kurt.
I'm not talking to Kurt. I don't like Kurt. I've heard, not interested in Kurt.
I couldn't let you do it.
You're the last person I would give those lotto tickets. You'd lose them.
That's fine. I'm just saying I would lock you in a room and take your cell phone away and your computer until we got stuff sorted because you can't be out there just telling God and everybody that you're the winner.
You think I'm going to win the lottery and not call Sean? You think I'm not telling Sean? You think I'm not calling the girls? You think I'm not telling Wordy and Tosh? You think my mom's not going to find out? I'm telling them all. I'm calling your mom, too.
Don't tell Apple.
All the moms are getting called.
Dear Lord, please don't let us win the lotto. Stick around. We got more coming up. Can I just tell you this, that there was room for Jack on that door?
Oh, James Cameron has confirmed that they both would have been able to fit on the door. However, the door would not have been buoyant enough to keep them both afloat.
We're talking about the famous scene in Titanic. And the reason that we're talking about it, because that door sold at auction. We'll tell you how much it went for in just a sec. It's the Sandy Show. My name is Sandy. This is Trisha sitting right over here.
Hi, friends.
It's Austin's 80s station on 103.1. Shout out to all you guys streaming us on the iHeartRadio app, listening on your smart device, which you know how to do that, right? You just say play 103.1. Austin's 80s station on iHeartRadio. And Trisha, once again, last night, saved the day.
I don't know what you mean.
Facebook Live. I hate it. Kills me to say it. But our Facebook Live just gets so much better when it's you and I together instead of just me doing it. So, but I'm getting better at it on the technical stuff.
On the technical
like
stuff.
Like being able to play video. Got a little intro.
You did get a little fancy on it last night.
It's going to look great by the time. In a month, it's going to look great. We're doing it again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Sandy Show Official. Thank you to everybody that came by. We even had some of our affiliate station listeners pop in, which was cool.
That was cool.
I love that. So we'll do it again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Now let's get back to Titanic, the famous door that there was room for Jack on, but Rose was the selfish, you know what, and didn't give up the room. And then she said, I'll never let go, and the bitch let go.
P.S. It wasn't actually a door. It was a piece of wood paneling.
In the movie, it was a door.
In the movie, it was a piece of wood paneling.
What?
Yeah, I believe it was just a piece of wood paneling. Was it actually a door?
So for 20 years, I've been thinking it was a door.
Yeah, I think everybody just, because it's the floating door that saved Rose was actually a piece of wood paneling. Yes, they would both fit on it, but no, it would not have held both of their weight. Anyway, there was a recent auction and somebody paid $718,750 for the door that saved Rose from the Titanic.
Wow.
$718,000. That's crazy to me. And then
what do you do with that?
I mean, I don't know. Like, do you just lean it up against the wall in your house?
Yeah.
I don't know, but somebody paid a lot of money for it. Some other high selling items that were auctioned off, famous movie memorabilia. Let's see. Also from Titanic, Kate Winslet's chiffon dress. From the very end of Titanic, $125,000. Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining.
Oh, the Here's Johnny.
Yes, $125,000. Let's see, Bill Murray.
Now that would be cool to have.
That would be very cool to have.
That would be super cool, because you'd have a picture from the movie next to it in a frame.
Right.
That'd be awesome.
Actually, here's one. Okay, you didn't see Jurassic Park, any of them,
no,
did you? Okay,
no.
So one of the actors, Wayne Knight, who played Newman on Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
His name is Wayne Newman. Knight. Yeah. He was in Jurassic Park, and he smuggled dinosaur embryos out of the park, and he did them in a Barbasol shaving can that you would twist it and open it up, and then he could stick these vials of embryos.
All
so
right.
It just looked like a shaving can. That shaving cream can went for $250,000.
Wow.
I specifically remember it. You went, you twisted it, and when you let it go, like puff of like dry ice smoke came out of it.
Isn't it weird? Like, you think about when they're making the movie, do they like, okay, we need to save that because that's going to be famous.
Right.
You know?
Did you see Bill Murray in the movie Kingpin? Did you watch that movie?
I did not.
His red rose bowling ball, though, from Kingpin went for $350,000. I haven't seen that movie.
Yeah.
You want to hear the number one? Go ahead.
I was going to say one of Rocky's gloves or something.
Harrison Ford's Indiana Jones whip from the Temple of Doom went for $525,000.
There's people out there with more money than sense.
Oh, I'd buy the whip. I'd buy his hat. I think I would buy that shaving cream, and I would definitely buy the Jack Nicholson axe.
I wonder if they ever sold the painting that Jack did of Rose.
The drawing.
The naked one.
Yeah. Paint me like one of your French ladies, Jack. Yeah. That's what she said. Yeah,
but then it was something about Monet only painted landscapes or something was the big zinger.
I don't know.
In that.
I
don't remember. Wow. Again, people with more money than sense.
Money, and they're just like, I just got to spend it on something.
Yeah. Maybe it was for charity. Who knows? But the axe would be the one thing that I would want
I'd go for the Indiana Jones whip for sure.
You know, I'm thinking after I retire, this microphone might go for $4 or $5. You think
I lost money on it because you paid a lot more than that for it.
Thanks for being with us this morning. We do appreciate it. It is the Sandy Show on Austin's 80s station, 103.1, streaming on the iHeartRadio app. Trisha, let's get right into it. Care, don't care. What you got?
All right, Sandy, everybody's in a huge uproar about this. So let me see if you care, don't care about something that experienced a price increase at Trader Joe's. It's super random. I can't believe this is a thing for people.
Trader Joe's. Okay, I don't know. I've never been to a Trader Joe's, but I've heard great things. So I'm going to care about this because it sounds random and silly.
For the first time in over two decades, the price of a single banana went up from 19 cents to 23 cents. And banana addicts and Trader Joe addicts are losing their minds. It's a 21% increase
A
single banana.
How many cents?
4 cents.
4 cents.
But people are outraged over it. It's been the same price for 20 years. How dare you up it by 4 cents?
Come on. Banana Man's got to make some money.
Banana Man's got to make
banana
some money.
Man, it's funny. I just watched an Instagram reel on how bananas are harvested. It's really
they're
bizarre.
They're not just pulled off?
No, they're in big bunches and they wrap them up in like a wet something or a wrap. Then they cut the stalk off and then they wash them through this jet pool that end up on the other side. Then they package them up.
Right.
Pretty cool.
Nice and clean.
Hungry was the man that first ate a banana.
Hungry was a person who tried a lot of weird things. Oysters. Yeah. How did that become a thing? I'm lobster. Just asking.
Lobster.
Lobster.
Lobster used to be peasant food. Did you know that?
No, I did
sure
not
did.
Know
I
that.
Know all kinds of things.
The ocean's roach insect, yeah. whatever they call it. Something and nasty. It All right, Sandy, do you care? Don't care to find out what the list is of the 7 different insects that have actually been found during colonoscopies in people's bodies. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I did. We were talking about the eel that's gotten guy live eel got in some guy's colon. What insects do they find?
That guy tried to say he didn't know how it got there. Mr. Lion. Man, yeah. come on. All right, the 7 insects that have been found inside somebody's colon, a fly, I mean, maybe, an ant, a cockroach, absolutely not. A ladybug, sounds delightful, still don't want it in my colon. A moth, a bee, ouch, and finally, a yellow jacket wasp. Mm. How'd those get inside those people's bodies?
They ingested them somehow, some way.
I don't know. I don't know how they don't know about that.
No though. Grasshoppers, huh?
No grasshopper. A wasp. Those things, wasps and bees, stingers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like you know that something's wrong with that one in you. Finally, Sandy, hope you care about this. You know one of my boos, Tim McGraw, my country boo?
Yeah, I heard of him.
Care or don't care to find out what Tim McGraw did at his concert in Iowa. He was representing.
In Iowa. Said,
in Iowa.
Yeah, I care.
Yep, he was in Des Moines, standing room only tour, and he wore a Caitlin Clark jersey.
Oh, right on.
On stage. And for those of you who may not know Caitlin Clark, she scored more points in her college basketball career than anybody in the history of the game, man or woman. She's a stud for
sure. She can ball, yeah, that's for sure.
She definitely
can. She can ball. I can't believe how much better the women basketball players are now than they were 15, 20 years ago.
Well, I mean, but what do you attribute that to?
Just playing. More girls playing. Getting better. Wow. Better coaching. Better everything. They're unbelievable.
Yeah.
I do wish they'd lower the rim a little bit so more of them could dunk, though.
Oh.
I do. That'd be great.
Are they having a hard time dunking at the standard level rim? These girls are super tall.
Yeah, but not all of them can dunk. I mean, there's a lot of them. Just compare them to college men's teams.
Yeah.
You know, so.
P.S. Tim was wearing a sleeveless version of her.
Here we go.
And it's a beauty to behold. Go. There's a picture of him right there on stage. I can't even see his face. Yep. I can see his arms. Yep. I can see his butt,
too. He's a married man, Trisha.
I care. That man is hotter than a firecracker.
You're terrible.
Stop it.
That's Care Don't Claire. What's your name?
My name's Trisha.
I'm Sandy. This is the Sandy Show. Don't go anywhere. I got more coming up. Trisha, there's a celebrity out there that's trying to become the new Betty White, and you're not going to like it. Remember what you didn't like about Betty White towards the end?
When she was a cute little meemaw, but she would say dirty things. Yeah. It made me so uncomfortable. Somebody else is doing that?
There's somebody else, and she is doing it too, and I love her. We'll tell you who that is in just a second during our daily audio file. Do you want to know what the top dog name of 2024 was?
Yes. Please let it be great.
Third year. It's not great. Third year in a row. Luna.
Oh, come on.
I know.
That's I'm talking about when you're naming a dog, you have the responsibility to give it a good name, a standalone name.
Yeah. Some of the more original names, there was a dog named Camp Bow Wow.
Camp Bow Wow.
There was another dog named Maxilicious Berry Crunch, Master Cylinder the Third, and Miss California Pumpkin.
You know, you wanted me to read some of the names we have on our dog list for our potential future dogs?
Yes.
Jerry the A-hole.
That's a story we don't have time to get into.
Mr. Popplewick. He's one of our listeners and we liked it. Guinea Pig Joe.
Guinea Pig Joe.
From the movie Pets.
Yep.
Guinea Pig Joe. And then my favorite meteorologist, Chief Meteorologist Jim Spencer.
Yeah. Those are all great names.
Those are all
Didn't
dog names.
We have names. Some colonels in there
Wait,
too?
Mr. Or Colonel can precede any of the names is one of the rules we put in there. Like Mr. Larry.
Those are all way better.
Colonel Larry.
Way better than Luna.
Right, exactly.
This is your daily audio file.
All right, so Trisha, back when Betty White was alive, and she used to get very uncomfortable when she would say dirty things.
Yeah.
Well, Carol Burnett.
No.
Is filling the void of Betty White. She was on recently with one of those, what's that girl that used to be on with Regis?
Kelly Ripa?
Kelly and Mark. Well, yeah, Carol Burnett was on with them.
Is there something you wanted to do
that you haven't done
that you haven't
yet?
Done yet? By the time, by before you turn 90, yeah. And you said George Clooney.
has George reached out?
No, but now I'm thinking about Bradley Cooper.
Jeez, I don't like that.
Carol Burnett, your grandma would be very embarrassed.
Very embarrassed.
You used to tug your ear for your grandma, and she would not be happy.
Now you're talking about doing guys.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Have you ever heard of something called sunshine guilt? Well, if you haven't, here's what it is.
I'm experiencing sunshine guilt right now. It is an abnormally beautiful day outside, but I'm tired. So now I feel this pressure to go outside and go for a walk and enjoy the weather while it lasts. I can't enjoy myself indoors now because the whole time I'm thinking that I should be outside. So basically my day is ruined.
Jeez. You're really overthinking things.
Really overthinking it. Here's what I'm going to say. I do not suffer from sunshine guilt. I love rainy, cloudy, cold, damp weather.
Yeah.
I get tired of the sunshine sometimes.
You need to move to Seattle.
I do. That's where I need to live.
Hey, do you remember this hit, though, speaking of sunshine? Remember this from the Brady Bunch?
I think I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name.
I hear you now.
I just can't stay inside all day. I gotta get out, give me some of those rays. Everybody's smiling, sunshine day.
You know what's weird is I probably only heard that song 10 times in my life. I know every word.
You know every word.
I know every single word of it. That's our daily audio file. Stick around, more coming up on Austin's 80s station, 103.1, streaming on the iHeartRadio app. All right, if you're brand new to the show, there's something about Trisha, and she wanted me to bring this up. Trisha does very old woman things. She watches her programs.
Got my programs.
She eats her Werther's candies.
I love a Werther's original.
What else do you do?
I like to puzzle. The programs that I like to watch are CBS Sunday Morning and 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
old people shows. I have to turn down the music when I need to see where I'm going. That's the old person thing to do.
You don't like loud music at all.
I don't like loud music at all. I got my house shoes that I like, but a little bit of a modern spin on my house shoes are the Crocs. I don't know if that helps me out there.
Doesn't.
But I do old people things.
Yeah. So you asked me, Trisha asked me, do you have any old people things? And I got to thinking about it. And there's one in particular that's like a month old. I just started.
A brand new old habit.
Yeah. Filling my pillbox at night. Oh, I fill my pillbox up for the whole week.
And you're very satisfied when you do it, right?
I really am.
I know.
But can I tell you another thing that is not a purposeful old person thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so last night, my daughter, she's 14, our daughter. I go in to say goodnight. Trisha's standing there. I lean over. I go, hey, Fuzz, I love you. Good night. Give her a hug while she's laying in bed. And she goes, dude, you smell like maple syrup and sweat.
I'm laughing.
And I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's very specific.
Yeah. Is that my old person smell?
Is that your old man body smell?
Right. Maple syrup and sweat.
Don't be mad at the maple syrup smell.
I'm just saying. Remember but how your grandpa smelled funny?
Everybody's grandpa smelled like that cologne, the sailor cologne. It was in old spice. My grandfather smelled like Old Spice.
Mine smelled like body odor.
Maple syrup and sweat. You got so defensive and you're like, no, I don't.
She goes,
what did you eat for breakfast? And you said waffles. And I was like, then she absolutely does smell maple syrup.
I don't know how 15 hours later she could have possibly smelled waffles on me.
Because it's a thick, gooey substance and you've never been known to drip some food on your shirt.
I ripped my shirt off and smelled it. I did not smell it. It was in the monkey house.
I don't know. But what's even weirder is you're wearing the exact same shirt right now.
Out of protest.
You were accused of smelling like sweat and delightfully maple syrup. But then you put the same shirt on today.
I just, in defiance, in disagreement, I'm wearing the same shirt.
God.
I do have some things that I'm looking forward to as I become an old man. And that is the Dickies jumpsuit. Yep. With the belt, I'm going to spring
insensible
for the
shoes.
Insensible shoes. I'm going to spring for that. I'm going to have that and just being a crotchety old man.
Get off my lawn, guy. That's going to put on trash day. You're going to put your trash cans out at 8 a.m.
Yep. I sure am.
For the next day pickup.
And God help the person that doesn't take theirs back and put it in the garage.
By the end of the day, you're going to be that guy.
Can't say anything. I'm going to walk around with plaid shorts and a tank top.
Yeah, and socks pulled up to your middle of your calf.
And I'm going to be that old man like that still thinks he can kick someone's butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to still be that guy.
You're going to be all talking trash to shirtless muscle running guy who runs, you'll kick your butt, but doesn't out of respect for the fact that you're an old crotchety man.
That's because you can get away with it.
you got all these things going for you.
That's right. Thanks to everyone that showed up at Facebook Live last night. We appreciate it. Stick around. More coming up. Okay, so this is random because we were just talking about, Trisha asked me about the old people thing that I do, and my daughter told me last night as I told her good night that I smelled like maple syrup and sweat. All right. That's nice. That was really nice. But now there is a concern in Canada, and this story's got a little bit of legs with us because it wasn't long ago that Canada lost the world supply of maple syrup. A bunch of it got stolen.
I mean, it was like 10 or 12 years ago. It was a big enough deal. It was a heist. A maple syrup heist. They turned it into like documentaries, a couple of documentaries.
Yeah, dirty money.
Dirty money.
Yeah.
And the thing that I loved about this story is that the people in Canada, like we joked about when all the world powers got together and like, what are you going to be in charge of?
Mm-hmm.
You're in charge of oil.
You're at Sweden. You're in charge of the seeds.
The seeds. Keep the seeds in case something happens. All these really important things. And Canada got maple syrup.
And they couldn't even do it right.
And then when the maple syrup got stolen, and apparently it was a heist that over a period of months or maybe even years, people were just draining the maple syrup out of the big giant barrels and replacing it with water. The Canadians didn't even notice. And when it finally was exposed that there was no maple syrup, they're like, well, geez, we put a lock on the gate and everything. Like that was literally one of the quotes in the story.
One responsibility,
Canada, to hold on to the maple syrup. Well, somehow they got it back. Normally, at any given time, Canada, it's in Quebec, that Quebec City is designed to hold 133 million pounds of maple syrup. Canada's freaking out. I think they should be investigating because as of 2023, the supply fell to 6.9 million pounds from 133 million. Canada.
What's good? Is there another heist?
That's what I said. They need to be investigating. They said right now, we're not going to raise the price. My God, how much more expensive could maple syrup get?
Yeah, I don't know.
But they're trying. Why? Why is it down 75% of the world's entire maple syrup production?
They need to crank start. All you got to do is tap trees, right? That's all you do.
Somebody gets to tapping a little bit more of those spouts in there.
Yeah. That's a great documentary, though, if you want to see it. It's called Dirty Money. They've got several different versions, but one of them is on the maple syrup heist in Canada, which is all you just picture some real friendly Canadian just like, oh, geez, I don't know. Hey, it just,
I had a lock on the gate and everything. I don't know how they did it. But who's the guy who goes in there and patiently drains them and just walks out and waves goodnight?
And then sold it on the black market.
Sold it for millions. And it's a $1 billion industry for Canada. They're blaming it on a poor harvest over the last few years.
Yeah.
Canada, you need to get a grip on the maple syrup, or we're going to have to take it away from you.
And we will.
We're going to give it to somebody else.
Don't make us take it away. Oh, goodness. Thanks again for being with us. Find us on Instagram. It's at The Sandy Show Official. Facebook at The Sandy Show Radio. More coming up. Good morning. It's The Sandy Show on Austin's 80 station, 103.1. Yeah, the iHeart Country Festival back at the Moody Center on Saturday, May the 4th. Great lineup. Jason Aldean, Jelly Roll, Old Dominion, Lady A is going to be there, Riley Green, Ashley McBride, Brothers Osborne, and Walker Hayes. The show is almost, a key word, almost sold out with only a limited number of tickets remaining. So get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com and plan to be
be at the Moody Center for the 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One on Saturday, May the 4th. Went last year, had a great time. Grab your tickets. It's worth it.